Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers and Trash Pandas get set for game five of a six-game set. First pitch at 6:05 as we roll along here on the pregame show. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the guy who was really the star of the game last night. 10 punchies, 6 1/3 innings without allowing a run. It's Tobias Myers. Tobias, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
That's got to feel good. 10 strikeouts, 6 1/3. You walk off to a standing ovation here at MGM Park. That's a full night right there.
Yeah, it was a good one. Kind of had a lot of luck on my side. Had some really nice defensive plays early on. Got the momentum going. Got some early runs. It always makes it easy when the offense goes out there and scores a couple runs in the first inning for you. It just takes the nerves away and just go out there and kind of do what you've been doing your whole life. Just pitch, make pitches, stick to the game plan that me, Will, and Jefferson went over before the game and just try to simplify everything.
What's it like around this pitching staff the last couple of games? Because the offense has given you guys about 6 runs before you even go out to start the second inning.
It's been a battle of strikeouts, I'll tell you that. We're in the locker room competing every day. I mean, it's fun, though. It's really fun to see your teammates doing well, supporting them, and knowing that they're right there supporting you when you're on the mound. It makes everything easier. It's always a fun day when you look over here and you got your whole entire starting staff on the rail watching you and trying to learn from the hitters, learn from the pitchers, and just brings out the most confidence that you can bring out.
You're back in the Southern League this year after spending 2021 in the Southern League with the Montgomery Biscuits before ending it with the Durham Bulls in the Rays organization. 7 starts into the year, though, back in the Southern League. What's the biggest thing that you've enjoyed about being back here in the Southern League?
It was nice going back to Montgomery. It was cool to go back there and play them as an opposing team. I guess you could just say the familiarity. I guess just knowing the league already and kind of knowing the mounds, which is a big thing as a pitcher. You kind of know what you're getting into when you go there. And seeing some familiar faces is always nice. Some of the umpires are still here. A lot of the coaches from the opposing teams are still here. And just knowing, like, hey, I've been here, I've done this, I've had success here. Just go out there and go about my business and just keep doing what I'm doing.
Well, talking about the success, you've had a ton of success here. 7 starts in after a tough season last year. How much does that help your confidence when you're building good start after good start after good start on the hill?
It's huge. It just makes you realize, hey, my stuff's playing. Hey, my stuff is better than it was last year, obviously, and just trust it. Just throwing my pitches over the plate, trusting it. I have 4 pretty good pitches that I think work when I'm trusting them and when I'm throwing them over the plate instead of trying to nibble, trying to be perfect with different pitches. I guess just having all that trust in all your pitches and your coaching staff here is telling you, hey, your stuff's good, trust it. Catcher's telling you your stuff's good, trust it. And you're the last person on the list to check that box. Just trust your stuff.
One of the big things as well, this is a pitching staff that has a ton of success, and it's a lot of young guys. You are the elder statesman of the pitching staff, and you're only 24 years old. What's it like to be around a group that's so young but also has a lot of experience in minor league baseball?
It's fun. These guys don't even know how good they are. They're just in there having fun, and that makes days go by quicker, makes the season go by smoother, and it makes winning easier. The guys don't even know how good they are. They're just going out there doing what they've been doing their whole life, not putting too much pressure on themselves. And it's been fun. I've learned a lot from a lot of these pitchers. Even though I'm a little older, you can always learn just by watching the game. And that's kind of what I've been doing, taking away from all these arms here. Everybody's throwing well for a reason. So just trying to pick little things from each player and take them with me.
What's it like in that clubhouse right now, a team that rolls into today having won 7 straight against Rapid City, 5 straight overall, a team that's 19-12 on the season? It seems like the good times are riding high with the team. What's it like back in the clubhouse with those guys?
It's a lot of music. Guys are loose, you know. There's nothing to stress about when you're winning. Everybody in there knows that they have a job to do, and that's all they're focused on when we get here. We come out, we work hard, and as soon as the game starts, it's time to lock in, and we just have fun, play the game. Energy, I think. Energy is the best way to describe it. We're bringing the energy.
Who's got the ox cord in the clubhouse?
Not Lamar Sparks. I'm kidding. It shuffles around. I'll tell you what, Grant, our strength coach, he does a really good job when he's on it. He just shuffles the Spotify, and it's pretty good music.
And there you go. You press shuffle on Spotify. Exactly. Good stuff comes out, right? That's the way to do it.
No one's complaining in there when you're winning.
Exactly. Exactly. You're also a guy who signed with the Orioles. You had a big decision to make after high school. Drafted in the 6 rounds by Baltimore. You could either go the professional route or go the college route. You're committed to the University of South Florida. What veered you towards signing that professional contract and joining the Orioles organization?
Confidence. I knew at that age that I was ready to compete against pro-level players. I just needed to go there and see it. And was not the biggest school guy growing up, but, I mean, aren't we all? I would just say, yeah, just confidence. Like, going after my senior year, I had a similar year like last year. I started up my senior year really hot. Velocity was way up, and then I kind of just fell off a little bit. Put a little too much pressure on myself with all the scouts being there, and my stock dropped a little bit, but I just went out there and I knew who I was as a person. I knew who I was as a pitcher, and I knew I was ready for pro ball. And at that time, I thought going in earlier would help me at 17 years old, which I think it did, honestly. Getting out there only focusing on baseball, didn't have to go focus on school and baseball. That definitely took a lot of pressure off, just knowing I have one job to do.
Well, now the big job here is just working your way up in the Brewers organization. What's been your favorite part about being in Milwaukee? We asked you after your first start what your favorite part was. Has that changed at all? And what's been the favorite part the last couple weeks here in the Brewers org?
No, it hasn't changed. They let you be you. And that was a big thing signing over here in the offseason was, hey, we're going to let you be you and get back to who you are as a pitcher. And we're not going to try to put anything on you. We're just going to let you go out there and do what's natural. And once we get to the point where we're kind of back to normal, now we kind of shift and make a couple adjustments. But it's been very, very loose and just letting me be me. And it's been fun. It's been awesome.
Well, letting you be you has worked real well for the Brewers organization. Thanks so much for joining us, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas at 6:05.